Hi, I'm Zara from Koala Kids Parties. I provide top quality, competitively priced themed party entertainment.
You've thought about that catchphrase, haven't you, for a long time, I can tell. I love
Yeah.
it.
So we're coming up to our second birthday. It will be our second birthday on the 14th of March. 2 years. I can't believe it.
Wow, yeah, I bet it's flown by, hasn't it?
It has, especially as it's definitely not what I thought it would be. From the start, when I thought about Koala Kids Party, it definitely wasn't this sort of thing.
No, okay, that's the exciting thing, I guess, about businesses. You know, the fact that you can start a business and have this idea of how it's all going to go, and then you kind of go on this organic journey and end up with something completely different. That's part of the fun of it, I suppose, and the challenges.
Yeah, definitely. I think,
Yeah.
especially when I started, I didn't think about doing anything online. I'm not very technology minded.
No.
So when it's obviously coronavirus hit, it was like you've got to think of good ways to get the entertainment still out there and spread the sparkle,
Yes.
but doing it
Yes,
in a different
yes.
way.
Yeah, and we'll come on to sort of the coronavirus and COVID and everything in a bit. I'm sure you've got some stories to tell of how you've sort of adapted your services. But how did you get into being in, having your own children's entertainment, children's party business? How did that come about?
So it all sort of started when I left university. So I trained to be a performer. I was very much acting based. I'd also previously been a nanny. I've always sort of had a passion for working with children. My dissertation was on theatre for young children. So it all sort of worked together. I took a piece up to Edinburgh Fringe Festival, which was a children's theatre piece. And I left university and I wasn't sure that I wanted to go into acting. So I drew on my experience from being an entertainer. And so put Koala Kids Parties together, which was really fun. And yeah, the name Koala sort of came from an experience I had previously. I did a study abroad program in Australia. So I thought, why not draw on my passion for working with children, my entertainment experience, my theatre experience, and my favourite experience of my study abroad, sort of meeting a koala and that. So combining it all is really awesome. And
Okay, so
yeah.
inspired by an actual koala, I did wonder. I like it. Very good. So yes, a background in acting. I gather you worked at Fort Park. I was reading somewhere. Is that right?
Yes, I did. I was a scare actor for a season, which was that was actually just before I started Koala, and that was so much fun. Obviously, Thorpe Park is an amazing place to work for, and being a scare actor is definitely different to what I'm doing now. I think if I was dressed like that, I wouldn't get many parties booked.
I imagine you can't really be a scare actor running children's parties. That would what does a scare actor, what does that actually involve? I suppose sort of being on the rides and scaring people, is that what it is?
Yeah, I was in a maze. So I was in one of the Fright Night mazes for Halloween, that sort of experience. And yeah, it was just basically dressing up as a zombie and behaving like a zombie and scaring the guests, yeah, out of their socks.
Sounds like fun, but now you've changed direction a little bit, set up your koala children's parties, and here we are. You've been running it for a couple of years, and when you think of children's parties, you're thinking it's a very kind of face-to-face thing. So, taking you back a year when you were sort of a year into your business, COVID-19 struck, we're going to lockdown. What were your sort of thoughts on how the business can continue through COVID?
So at first I sort of hit a block because like you say, entertaining at children's parties, but it's very, you kind of have to be there. You take them on a journey, you're energetic. They can get 35-year-olds on a Zoom call that will soon, because obviously at the beginning there was a lot of people that were poorly or that they couldn't see their grandparents and they couldn't sort of understand. So speaking to Elsa or speaking to a unicorn about that sort of thing sort of helped them. And because the character was in the same boat, the character would be like, well, I'm stuck at Hogwarts too. I can't go and see my family. And so it's sort of relatable. And that's what it started off as. Yeah.
Okay, I can see that it's going to be very helpful, particularly for a young child who may be struggling with the idea of being told they can't see their friends, they can't go out, they can't do what they normally do, and to have sort of a character that's in the same boat. Makes it relevant and probably makes it easier to kind of deal with issues that arise in their minds through lockdown.
Yes, definitely. And it's someone they can talk to other than their parent. Obviously, the parent can be quite biased or anything. And it's sort of yeah, just nice for them to sort of have a bit of fun seeing their favorite character, still getting that magical element, whilst calming them down and chilling them out, which is
Okay. And have you sort of seen a drop in your sort of bookings and income because of the COVID-19? I mean, has it had a massive impact, or have you been able to keep things going online?
from doing the video calls and the video messages, I went on to then start Zoom parties. But obviously, it's still the same length of time, and you're still putting in the same amount of effort and energy to keep them engaged. But you can't charge the same amount as you would a real party. You
No.
can't, because the children aren't getting the same experience. Just heard about Zoom parties and saw that I was still offering that little bit of magic. So my clients have still been continuously amazing and keep continuing to spread the word, which has been fab.
And are you finding you're getting return bookings? Somebody may have booked a party with you in your first year, comes up to the next birthday, rebook you. Is that kind of a thing for you?
Yeah, which has been lovely. And I think one of the best things about running my own business and seeing all these reviews come in and seeing return clients is I can keep track. Recently, obviously her parent booked a Frozen party for last year. We did it at Little Jim's Play Cafe, which unfortunately has had to close due to COVID, but this was in Byfleet. So we did it there, and then she enjoyed her party, left a lovely review, and she's come back this year. Obviously, we can't do the same sort of event. But I said I can still bring magic, and we did actually end up doing a doorstep visit. So I wrote a letter from Elsa to give to Ariel, because Ariel was the new booking for this year. So it's sort of creating that ongoing imagination that they know that they believe you're real, they believe in the magic, and I love it when a return client comes back.
It's just amazing that you're able to sort of keep things going through lockdown and to sort of keep the parties going and keep the magic going as well. And I imagine that the whole sort of children's party thing, you hear sort of stories of how things have changed since we were probably kids. For me it was just like a gathering with maybe a clown. I have to tell you a clown story. When I got about seven, somebody reminded me of this week, and somebody was I think a clown was about to throw a custard pie in my face, and I legged it out the door. So yeah, someone quite kindly reminded me that on social media. But yeah, back then it was just like you'll get a bag of sweets and little sort of plastic toys and things like that as a party bag and everything else. But things kind of moved on as it got a bit more sort of high tech, a bit more demanding.
Use the traditional aspects, like the traditional party games that you would normally. But I definitely focus on imagination at my parties. Like, I don't focus on big technology aspects or big prizes. It's all based on imagination. So, for instance, if it was a party with Elsa from Arendelle, we would travel as a team all the way to Arendelle. We'd get invited to a royal ball, which is where traditional games such as musical statues come into play. We would then build Olaf out of toilet paper pre-COVID.
Don't do that now, you'll get quite a few toilet rolls going missing. Check the pockets on the way out.
that would be a nightmare. We'd be back to last March. So it would just be finding games but turning them into imagination. I would never ever You would never hear me say in a party, let's play this game, or we're going to go on to this activity, we're going to do this game. It all sort of links as a running imagination, and that's what I pride myself on.
So telling the story and going on the journey, I love that, and that's really, really good for the children. And what sort of age group are you working with? What's your sort of, do you have a kind of a core sort of age group?
I've done 11-year-olds Harry Potter party where we went to Hogwarts. So it does range massively, but I think the main age group, main children that I work with is 3 to 8, which
Okay. Okay, yes, lovely. Yeah, you obviously, your energy and your passion for all of this is really coming across. And and there's lovely comments sort of looking through your social media, people saying how brilliant the parties were and everything. And that must be nice when you get people sort of leaving those positive comments.
100%. It's gold dust. I think not only does it make me feel amazing, knowing that you've made that little one smile and you've made that birthday or the event special is just the best feeling. It's why I do what I do.
Yeah. And you're doing some charity work as well, so tell me a bit about
Yeah, so last year we aimed to do, well, I aimed to do my first birthday celebration in March to raise money for Great Ormond Street Hospital. It was going to be in Mayford Village Hall. It was going to be awesome, a big
Yeah.
celebration. And then I think 2 days before we went into the lockdown.
Oh,
So
terrific.
instead, I did the personalized video messages and live video calls all for donations. So people could just pay what they wanted and they all went to Great Ormond Street Hospital, which we raised £750. And then in November, we did a frozen themed Zoom party, which was really fun. It was quite a Christmassy celebration. Olaf came around, big mascot Olaf came on. It was great. And then our new one that we've got coming up is on the 20th of March, Saturday, the 20th of March, 2 till 3. And it's a superhero extravaganza.
Oh, that sounds
So, yeah, we're going to
like a
travel all the
lot
way to Superhero City. We're going to work together as a team to save the day, completing challenges, showing our marvelous dance moves.
You like your
Sorry,
time, don't you?
I
So
had to get that in.
why did you choose to support Great Ormond Street in particular? Why that cause?
I just think they do incredible things, and it was just obviously just before March when I was thinking about doing the first charity event, I was thinking of all the charities that I could possibly support, and I just saw this one post, and I thought they are really struggling to get anything at the minute, like all charities, because their events are all cancelled. They've lost a lot of their sort of donations.
Yeah, well, it's brilliant, and I'm sure the money is going to be, so much, so well appreciated, and so well received. And you're going to have a lot of fun doing that. And we're coming out of lockdown, hopefully, or on that roadmap out of lockdown. What where do you see sort of your business going in the future? What do you want to see sort
Oh, I'm so excited. I honestly cannot
of?
wait for that first moment to see a real child and party with them. And we've got our Easter visits, which is our first sort of, which is my first sort of out there thing. So it's £40 for 20 minutes, and they get an Easter egg hunt, they get an egg and spoon race, they get lots of dancing, and they get an Easter craft gift and a chocolate treat from any character. So they can choose any of our 28 plus characters to come and spend an Easter visit with them. So that's our new one coming up. But yeah, just visits to begin with, and then full-blown parties when we can.
And is it, when you're out there sort of in person doing the parties, is it like, you can be like a kid again and just kind of get out there and fool about and really kind of interact with the kids?
Yes, definitely. I honestly am a big kid. So when I put on the character, I am just fully immersed in that character. It doesn't really sound like a job, doesn't it? I just dress up and have fun.
Do you know what? It's so good that you've kind of like taken something you're passionate about and making that into your business, into your career. And when you were a child, what are your sort of memories of your own sort of birthday parties? What did you used to, what would you have had for your parties?
I don't really remember my birthday. I remember having quite a lot of bouncy castle parties
Oh, yeah.
and trampolining parties, but I was never one for characters, which is quite strange. I'm a bit like you. If I saw a mascot walking towards me on a pier, like if you used to go to Brighton Pier and there used to be mascots, I used to scream and cry. So it's quite strange that I'm doing what I'm doing, really.
It's amazing how life turns out, but it's been really, really good to talk to you. I wish you every success with the charity fundraising and the sort of the road back to some sort of normality. But everyone needs a bit of sort of party magic in their lives, I think.
Definitely. And I think the charity party on the 20th of March will be like the celebration everyone needs. So if you do want to book a ticket, if you know anyone that knows anyone with little ones, it's £6 for a ticket, and all the proceeds are going to Great Ormond Street Hospital. The donations are straight through my Just Giving page. So please don't hesitate to get in touch.
Okay, and how do we get in touch with you then?
The best way is either Koala Kids Parties Facebook or Instagram.
It's been really good to talk to you, and thank you for telling us all about the magic you're spreading in those young
Thank
minds.
you for having me. Thank you for having
Bye.
me on.